From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel in Washington.
And I'm Melissa Block at NPR West in California. GMAC Financial Services, one of the companies that received billions in government bailout money, is reportedly close to getting another capital infusion from the Treasury. The financial services company has already received $12.5 billion in bailout funds. If GMAC's request is granted, it will be the first bank to receive a third infusion of capital from the government. The government already owns about a third of GMAC. Taxpayers would own even more if the request goes through. Damian Paletta is one of the reporters who broke the story for the Wall Street Journal, and he joins us on the line. Damian, why is the government apparently close to agreeing to give this third round of bailout money to GMAC?
Well, this really goes back to the stress test the government performed on 19 banks back in May. GMAC was one of 10 banks that the government decided needed more capital in order to continue lending in a stressed economy. And nine of those 10 banks have been able to go out and get capital from the private market, but GMAC has not. So now they're at a deadline where they need to come up with that money, and it looks like Treasury is the only place they can get it.
And how much are we talking about?
We're probably talking about between $2.8 and $5.6 billion.
And that's on top of the $12.5 billion they already got.
That's right.
GMAC is also, I guess, facing a deadline of November 9th to improve its financial footing. Is that why these discussions are being talked about now?
That's right. That's why talks are intensifying. And unlike a lot of companies that the government would probably prefer to see shrink, GMAC is really vital to, you know, the revival of the automotive sector in the country because they are a major source of auto financing, both for borrowers, people that want to buy cars, but also for auto dealers that want to, you know, stock their dealerships. So it's really not an option right now for the government just to force the company to shrink. They need this company to continue lending, and that's why we're in this situation.
And what are you hearing about what's happening with those talks between GMAC and Treasury?
The talks are intensifying, and they're likely to be resolved in the next few weeks. I think what this really shows us, though, is that not all financial companies have emerged from the financial crisis on solid footing. There's still some major issues that the Treasury Department has to deal with, and GMAC remains one of them. But, you know, let's not be surprised if we see some outrage on Capitol Hill that why is a company coming back to the government for a third time asking for a bailout when really what we're trying to do right now is shift into the next phase, which is the cleanup of the financial crisis.
And, Damian, is this situation unique to GMAC? Are there other companies who also got money under TARP who are coming back for more?
I think the situation is unique to GMAC. Obviously, we saw some other companies like Bank of America and Citi come back for a second infusion of government capital. There isn't really talk of any company looking for a third dose of capital. So GMAC is sort of unique in many ways in its structure and in its predicament right now.
And what's the trouble there? Why hasn't GMAC been able to raise the money on its own?
It's sort of unusual. Of the 19 companies that were stress tested, GMAC is the only one that's a private, still a private firm. So it's not, it doesn't have as much access to capital markets to go out and get capital. Still, I mean, they obviously could have gone out and got capital. It probably would have been more expensive for them, but they just weren't able to do it. As time goes on, it makes it a little bit harder for them to go out and get the money, and it just became more and more likely that the only option they had was the Treasury Department.
Damian Paletta is a reporter for the Wall Street Journal. Damian, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And in the interest of disclosure, we should mention that GMAC Financial Services is the parent company of Ally Bank, which is an underwriter of NPR's Planet Money.